D-O-O-R.
Really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present the best of Groucho. Yes, friends, it's a Groucho summertime. By popular demand from your letters, rating histories, and the acclaim of critics, the DeSoto Plymouth dealers bring you selected shows from You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho Marx is on vacation, friends, and will return in the fall. Until then, it's fun and laughs each week this summer as we proudly present some of the best of Groucho's past shows. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx.
Well, here I am again with $1,500 for one of our couples tonight. Mr. Fenneman, who's first to try for the $1,500?
Well, just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected two young single people who said they'd like to get married someday.
How refreshing.
They found the right person. Yeah. And here they are, Miss Barbara Polis and Sailor Walt Rung. How do you go for this, Walt?
Pretty good. I want you to meet Groucho Marx.
Well, howdy do to you. Howdy do to you. Oh, welcome, youngster. See, you bet your life. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common way of something you see every day. A sailor and a girl, eh? Walt Rungitis. What branch of the Navy are you in, Walter?
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, huh? Well, you can relax. The coast is clear. Where are you from, Walt?
Well, originally Los Angeles. I haven't stayed in one place too long.
Is there some particular reason for that? Were you pursued by something?
Well, not exactly.
Handsome dog, isn't he? He isn't really a dog, but he's handsome. He's a sea dog, yes. An old sea dog. How old are you, Walt?
23.
Barbara Polis?
That's right.
Now, what's your hometown, Barbara?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. How old are you?
19.
19? Mm-hmm. I ought to be 19 again. Or even 50. What kind of a name is Polis, Barbara?
Well, it's Lithuanian.
Oh, you're a Litva?
Yes, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Funny, because who am I?
You
really?
Two Litvaks? Wow. Two Litvaks makes one Slovak, doesn't it? Now tell me, Davy Jones, what are your duties as a seaman?
Well, they consist of a lot. They squeegee down decks and tie iron. And...
What's a squeegee down deck?
Well, a squeegee's a little rubber gizmo and a handle.
What's a gizmo?
A piece of wood.
What sort of work do you do, Bob? Barbara.
Oh, I go to school. I'm a low junior at UCLA. I'm majoring in French.
Oh. Well, let's push this romance a little faster. We're wasting valuable time. Hey, Admiral?
Might as well.
What's your schedule tomorrow night, Walt?
Oh, I'm free.
Are you doing anything tomorrow night, Barbara?
Well, I'll be busy at the Y tomorrow night.
Well, if you're busy at the YMCA, I'm sure you'll be busy. What do you mean, you'll be busy
at the
Y?
Well, I'm a volunteer at the YWCA.
Oh, the YWCA. Oh, I volunteered there many times, but I've always been... I've always been rejected for some curious reason. Well, could you use any more volunteers at the YWCA?
Oh, hundreds of them.
Well, maybe I can help you. Would you like me to get you some volunteers?
Mm-hmm.
Barnacle Bill, how many men are there in the Coast Guard?
Well, offhand, I'd say thousands.
Is that enough volunteers, Barbara?
Well, we're looking for women volunteers.
What do you think the Coast Guard is looking for, Bill? Where are you stationed, Walt?
On the Minnetonka.
That's a lake in Minnesota, Walt. Does the Coast Guard know about this?
Yes, it is. It's a U.S. Coast Guard weathercraft ship.
Oh. Well, what's the captain's name? Minnehaha?
Newton.
You better explain yourself.
Well, Minnetonka is a weather ship, and we usually travel out in the Pacific, and we send up balloons with tinfoil and stuff like that on it.
No, playing games, huh? That's where the taxpayers' money goes. They're sending up balloons in the Pacific.
Well, it has tinfoil on it. And then the radar tracks it.
It has tinfoil on it?
Yeah. Well, the radar's got to pick it up.
Well, I didn't know it had tinfoil on it. would send balloons up if they had been for her. Where do you go on these trips?
Oh, any place throughout the Pacific. Last one, we were up around the Aleutians and the Bering Straits.
Mm-hmm. That must have been an interesting trip. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, we got a little bit rough. I mean, it was about a 60-knot wind, and the deck was always underwater. We almost cracked up a couple times. We were afraid it might split the ship up.
Well, you fellows do a hero's job, and nobody hears about it. Put it there, kid. Now, when you're out on a cruise like the one to Alaska, how long do you stay?
About 90 days.
3 months, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And in all that time, did you go on any dates?
No, we were aboard ship. We usually just chewed our gums and listened to squawk boxes and laid in the rack and played Daisy Doocy.
You listen to the squawk boxes and lay in the rack and play AC Doocy. That's English as it is spoken in the Aleutian. Well, you're a charming couple, and I hope you'll be very happy together. He's so nautical, she's so cuticle, and I'm so prehistorical. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to work together as a team for a chance at the $1,500. But first, here's something of importance.
Power. 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 Yes, a ride in the new DeSoto will prove that here is power. All the surging power of the great new 160-horsepower Fire Dome V8 engine. Power to spare, and a smoothness never before achieved. In the new DeSoto, there's power when you want it. Power when you need it. The new DeSoto also offers you full power steering that takes all the work out of steering and parking. Imagine, with DeSoto full power steering, you can turn the steering wheel with just one finger, even when your DeSoto is standing still. The DeSoto Fire Dome 8 also offers big, safe power brakes, the cushion-smooth ride of overflow shock absorbers, and countless other features that make the new DeSoto the greatest value on the road. Tomorrow, stop in at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and take the 5-mile trial in either the mighty new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the handsome new DeSoto Powermaster 6. Convince yourself that for power and driving pleasure, the car to buy is DeSoto. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car, most like high-priced cars.
All right, now you're going to play your Bet Your Life. George,
yes.
Would you explain the rules?
Certainly. You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,500 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high and busy $20. You selected movies about wars. How much are you going to bet?
$15.
Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable starred in a picture about the Civil War. What was the name of it?
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind is right.
Well, for a good start, you have $35.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. How much of your $35 will you risk?
30.
In 1930, the late Louis Wolheim and Lou Ayres starred in a picture about German soldiers. It was written by Eric Remarque. What was the name of it?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
You're really climbing. You have $65.
Here's your third question. How much will you have your $65, will you bet?
$55.
Gregory Peck played a tough Air Force general in a picture about the bombardment of Europe during World War II. What was the name of the picture?
12 O'Clock High.
12 O'Clock High!
You now
I did high the other night at 12 o'clock.
You now have $120.
How much have they got?
$120.
Okay, Mr. Penniman. Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much of the $120 will you bet?
$100.
Gary Cooper played a title role in a picture of a sharpshooting soldier, a soldier of World War I. What was the name of the picture?
Sergeant York.
Sergeant York is right! That was better, then. I'm kidding.
And besides that, you wind up with $220.
Thanks, and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Who's next, George?
Well, let's see. We invited some horsewomen and some schoolboys to the program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected
Janet O'Neill, and Bob Bowles. And here they are, folks. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, youngsters, to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Janet O'Neill, you're a horsewoman?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, you're a mighty attractive filly. Where are you from? Philadelphia? Or Sidesham of Wyoming?
Holyoke, Massachusetts.
How long since you've been in Holyoke?
27 years.
Oh, you left there when you were a year old? Huh?
No.
6 months old?
No.
Well, I won't pry any further. You're the schoolboy?
Yeah.
How old are you? Bob Bowles, huh? That sounds like a simple declarative, Bob Bowles. I think it's a declarative. Is that a declarative? Well, you won't get any more simple declarative than me up here. Bob Bowles, huh? How old are you, Bob?
14.
14? Well, you're a pretty large-sized lad for 14. You're the large economy size, huh? What school do you go to?
San Fernando High. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be when you get out of school, Bob?
Well, I'd like to be a farmer.
Farmer? Why?
Well, I'm interested in farm work, and I like farm animals, and I think a farm is a healthy place to live.
Well, if we had, that's a very worthy ambition. If we had a few more farmers in this country, we'd have more farmers. Have more farmers' daughters, too. And if we had more farmers' daughters, we'd have more farmers. Now, let the Department of Agriculture fool around with that. Janet, are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're not married?
No,
an attractive young woman like you with a horse and you're not married? Some horsewoman, she hasn't even been down the bridle path. Are you married, Bob?
No.
Some schoolboy, not even married. You spend much time with girls?
Not much.
Why not?
Too busy.
Busy with what?
With my kids.
That's a very handy attitude, though. You're going to stand there and tell me that you prefer pigs to girls? What kind of girls have you been going out with? We ought to double date sometime. We could go hog wild. How come you're interested in pigs?
Well, I belong.
How come is a southern colloquialism? It's a sister to a simple declarative. How is it you're interested in swine and pigs?
Well, I
swine and German for pigs.
Long to the place.
I explain everything. But I think you say you're from Holyoke? And you're from, where are you from? Los Angeles. How come you're interested in pigs?
Well, I belong to the 4-H Club, and it's my project in the 4-H.
What's the 4-H Club? The Harry's Herring and Halibut Hunters?
No, it's a club for rural boys and girls between the ages of 10 and 21 that are interested in farming.
I see. But what's the significance of the 4-H's? Do they stand for anything?
They stand for head, heart, hands, and health. And it's in a pledge which goes, I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, and my country.
That's a wonderful pledge, and I wish I could take it. But it's too late. I've already pledged my head to the Smithsonian. Let's see, you're the horsewoman, eh?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from, Janet?
Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Holyoke, Massachusetts. Did you come out here side saddle?
No, I didn't.
Do you have a horse, Janet?
Yes, I have a horse.
What does he do when you're not riding him? Does he pull a plow?
No, he doesn't pull a plow.
What kind of a horse is it?
He's a registered thoroughbred horse by Calatio out of KDL.
KDL? That's a radio station, isn't it? Imagine a horse emerging from that, eh? Well, I had no idea your horse was that important. Do you accept my apology?
I do.
Barbara, I'm not proposing. I'm just apologizing. Now, let's get back to your pigs, Bob. Is there money in raising pigs?
Yes, if you do it the right way, if you know your business.
I see. Well, how much have you made so far this year?
Well, I lost about $15.35. I lost about $15.35.
Oh, I see. This is a federal project, huh? That's the old joke, but you had to company the pigs all winter, isn't it? Well, how come you lost money?
Well, I've just had the expenses, and so when I start selling the pigs, I'll have the profits to add up.
Oh. Well, how much do you estimate you'll make when the season is over?
About $50.
Well, if you make a profit, be sure you file your income tax return. With all those pigs around, you know, one of them might scare you. Well, it's been fun talking to you two, and most instructive. Now, let's see how well you work together as a team. You're going to play your Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,500 question. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but George Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The Coast Guardsman and the girl won $220.
Here we go. Let's see how high and good the $20. You select the famous brothers. How much are you going to bet?
$10.
$10. George and Ira were both famous in the songwriting field. What's their son name?
Gershwin.
Gershwin is right. That was an easy question, you know. That's very difficult music that the Gershwin's right. Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. Now, how much of your $30 will you bet on this one?
$20.
James, Elliot, and John are sons of a famous father. What's their surname? Roosevelt is right.
You now have $50.
How much are you going to bet?
$40.
Dizzy and Daffy were both famous pitchers. What's their last name?
Dean.
The Melancholy Dean. That's right.
You now climbed to $90.
Now you have $90, huh? Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much is the 90 you're going to bet? Now, Janet, don't be giddy.
Okay.
Two famous brothers made flying history at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. What's their name?
Brothers.
You have the right brothers that time. Come on now. And how motherly can you get, huh?
$180.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Just before we went on the air, we selected a man with an interesting occupation and a housewife. Both were volunteers from the audience. And here they are, Mrs. Lola Davis and Mr. Carl Brenneman. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, children, to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Carl Brenneman, where are you from, Carl?
I was born in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
How long have you been out here?
About 6 years.
Are you married?
Yes, sir, very much so.
Mrs. Lola Davis.
Yes.
You're the housewife?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I was born in Athens, Arkansas.
Athens? I thought that was in Greece. Just where is Athens?
It's close to the Queen.
I may sound stupid, but I've never heard of the Queen. Where is that?
The Queen.
Is that the Queen for a day?
No, the Queen.
Oh, the Queen.
And it's close to Locksburg and Bumblebee and and Big Fork.
Oh, of course, the Big Fork. That's right next to Little Fork, isn't it? Isn't that right? Well, give me one little hint. Where does Sam Hill is the Queen?
About 1,500 miles east of here.
Well, keep it there. I'm pretty sick of the whole thing. Now, Mr. Brenneman, let's get back to you for a moment. You have a very familiar and famous name. Were you related to Tom Brenneman?
That's right. I'm Tom was my brother, Carl.
Oh, well, he was a wonderful performer.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure he'd be remembered by me. Lost a great guy when he went.
Thank you, Gotcha.
You have an unusual occupation. What is it?
Well, I conduct tourists. I called it, my tour is called Seeing Hollywood with Carl Brenneman.
Well, suppose people would prefer not to be seen with Carl Brenneman. What kind of a racket is this?
Well, it's not actually a racket. I conduct a personally conduct a tour of Hollywood.
You mean you take them personally?
Yes, I take them personally.
Piggyback?
No. I use a bus.
Oh. Let's pretend that Lola and I are tourists and we climb up on your rubberneck wagon. Now, what do you do?
Well, I show them the Wiltshire District, featuring the famous Miracle Mile, the Farmer's Market, Drama's Chinese Theater, and actually, Hollywood proper.
I didn't know there was any part of Hollywood. Mrs. Davis, I'll call you Lola. Huh?
Okay, that's fine. That's
what fine. What kind of a town is Athens?
It's just a little country inland town. One store, general store, and post office.
Do you live in the heart of this metropolis?
No, I live out in the country.
Is that Athens too fast for you, Lola? You lived on a farm?
Yes.
Well, did you work around the farm?
Oh, yes. I milked the cows and slopped the hogs and fed the chickens and gathered the eggs and the cotton.
What did you slop the hogs for? Did you say something wrong?
Well, if you didn't.
Can you call hogs? Or
yes.
Let me hear you call a hog.
You want a contest sometimes? Here, come on, boy!
I bet you when she hollered out, everybody ran. Eh? Man, woman, and beast. Eh? A lot of food down there in Arkansas. Do you have lots of corn and molasses?
Well, I don't care for molasses, and I don't care for corn pone. I like cornbread the best. You know the difference?
Is there a difference between corn pone?
Oh, yes. Corn pone is made with hot water and salt and cornmeal, and I like an egg and some baking powder and milk in my cornbread. And then I like the other... I'd rather have cornbread, turnip greens, hog joe, black-eyed peas, baked hot and sweet potatoes, like that, instead of the corn pone and the molasses.
Say, you made me hungry for that whole meal.
Well,
I wish you'd send me one of those meals.
We have hot biscuits and fried chicken, too.
Well, that you can get here, but I like all that other stuff, sow belly and everything. Did you always live in Athens?
No, what? I moved out and lived out east of Mena.
You lived out of Misamina, didn't you say?
E-A-S-T, east of Mena.
Oh, east of Mena. Is that somewhere east of Suez?
No, that's
now, where is Mena?
Back down close to Ink, Rocky, Cherry Hill.
Let's not go all through that again, huh? Can't you just settle? Let's say it's 1,000 miles east of St. Louis. Well, it's been very interesting talking to you two, and I never thought we'd have Lum and Abner as contestants on the show. Now, let's see how well you work together as a team. You're going to play You Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples, and you get a chance at the $1,500 DeSoto Plymouth question. I can't tell you how much the other couples won, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The Coast Guardsman and the girl are still leading with $220.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You select the famous restaurants. Here's your first question. How much would you bet?
I don't bet. You go ahead.
Well, let's bet 15. Hmm? Is that all right?
Except you, I'm here for the fun of it.
But 15.
15. Okay. In what city do you find Toots Shores restaurant?
Toots Shores. New York?
New York is right.
Off to a good start, you have $35.
Shall we bet?
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. Now, how much of your $35 are you betting your second question?
We'll bet $30.
You go ahead.
Well, let's bet $30. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in what city on the Great Lakes do you find the famous pump room?
That would be Chicago.
Chicago is right. You've been all over with that bus.
You now have $65.
And here's your third question. How much of the $65 are you going to try?
Shall we bet 62? We'll bet 62.
In what city do you find Romanov's restaurant?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills is right. Hills.
You have $127.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much of the $127 are you going to try? Take it easy. Your husband's out front.
$125.
Well, maybe they'll get together.
about 125.
You're going to bet 125, huh? In what western city do you find the Cliff House?
Oh. You know it?
No, you say it.
You sure? Ooh, the Cliff House.
Talk it over.
San Francisco?
San Francisco, you're right. Thanks and good luck to the Soda Plymouth Deal.
I have some good news for you because you wind up with $252, and that means that you get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question.
I'll ask the big question in just 1 minute, but first, here's an important message.
When you take the family out for a ride, it's comforting to know that DeSoto is designed and engineered with this thought in mind, your safety. You just can't drive a safer car than a DeSoto. In addition to better visibility, in addition to America's largest brakes, DeSoto gives you many other safety features. For example, DeSoto full power steering gives you greater, safer road control. DeSoto safety rim wheels reduce danger in case of blowouts. And DeSoto electric windshield wipers give you better visibility in bad weather under all conditions. You see, DeSoto's electric windshield wipers operate at a constant speed even when you accelerate or climb a hill. DeSoto electric windshield wipers never vary their strong, reliable clearing action, never slow down or stop. Yes, since your safety depends on your vision, you're safer in a DeSoto. Just remember, when you think of safety, think of DeSoto.
And here's the winning couple, Groucho. The tourist guide and the housewife, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500
prize. Here we go for $1,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. Let's see how observant you are. The picture of the White House is on only one piece of United States currency. For $1,500, what is the denomination of this bill? One answer.
You answer.
$10?
No, I'm sorry. It's the $20 bill. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,000. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz, George?
$252.
Well, congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Best of Groucho from the new Bet Your Life series. Don't miss the Best of Groucho on television, too. Also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. Remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome, eh? Tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Cross town or cross country. Slow down for blind intersections and be prepared to stop.
You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off with more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
Copyright Golden AB.